This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use all my platforms on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy. Rhyming, I'm the rhyming narcissist too, y'all, the rapping narc. And also, you know, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. So today's episode is going to be answering one of the main questions I get on my platforms, plural, is do narcissists know what they're doing is wrong? And the simple, most simple, effective answer to this question is going to be yes. Hell yes. They know, we know what we are doing is wrong. That's why I tell a lot of people, It's as simple as this right here. Ask yourself this question. That narcissistic person cheated on you. Did they know cheating would hurt you? I wasn't trying to hurt you. You know, you hear them say that all the time. I just made a big mistake. I didn't know it would hurt you. I wasn't thinking. If they didn't know that it was wrong to cheat on you or to lie to you or to steal from you or to do whatever it was that they've done to you, if they didn't know, why would they try to hide it? That's as simple as that. If you didn't think that that was wrong, why would you try to hide it? If you didn't think that sending these provocative messages and pictures to this other girl or this other man on social media, this other woman or this other man on social media or this other non-binary person, whatever designation orientation you have, whatever you prefer. Yeah, this is an inclusive channel, y'all. We include everybody here. Including empaths, you're welcome here too, empaths. If they didn't know that sending those messages was such a bad thing, or sending those provocative pictures was such a bad thing, or receiving those provocative pictures was such a bad thing, why are they hiding it, y'all? It's as simple as that. Why hide stuff that you don't think is bad? Do you hide the celebration stuff? Do you hide the good things that people do for you or you do for people? Do you hide this? Do they hide that type of stuff? No, they don't hide that stuff. A lot of times they shout that to the world. They shout that they want people to know the good things that they do, the good deeds that we do. We want people to know that stuff, but why hide that stuff? If you don't think it's bad, why hide it? Hey, babe, this is what that would sound like if they cheat on you. If they didn't think cheating on you was bad, they would just say, hey, I'm about to go sleep with this other woman. I met her on Facebook. She's a kind girl. She's also married. But, you know, I'm going to go sleep with her and I'll be back. And probably, she's kind of hot. 25 minutes is a 10-minute drive. I'll probably be in there about 5 minutes. You know, round of applause. Come back home 10 minutes. 25 minutes. I'll be back in 25, 30 minutes. Cool. All right. Peace. Love you. That's what that would sound like. But they don't say that to you, do you? Do they? Sometimes they say, hey, look, I got to make a stop to the store. I got to drive to Audi's to get, I got to drive to Walmart to pick up a delivery real quick. And my phone is on 1%. So if I don't pick up, if you call me, that's why. They'll lie to you. Why lie? Why not be honest? If they don't know it's wrong, why not be honest? Ask yourself your question, y'all. We know what we are doing. We know. Do they know that? Is it subconscious or is it conscious? It's like a little bit of both. It's consciously unconscious stuff. We're conscious that we're doing, we know what we are doing. We don't know why we are doing it. That's, you know, when I found out about narcissistic personality disorder and I went to therapy and I got diagnosed and things like that, they gave me the answer as to why. I've always known what I was doing. I just didn't know why I was doing it. Waking up to narcissistic personality disorder and understanding what it is and how it affects me and other people, possibly. It affects everybody else differently, y'all. But, like, you know, how it affects everybody, waking up to that, getting that answer, woke me up. It allowed me to see, understand the why behind my actions. And that's powerful, to understand the why. You know what I mean? That gave me more power than I feel like anything other than God on this planet could give me, was the why. You know what I mean? I understand why. So it's consciously unconscious. I know I'm consciously aware of what I'm doing. This is wrong. I know why I'm doing this wrong. I don't know why I'm doing it. Why my impulse is kicking in to make me lie here for no reason. Why my impulse is kicking in to make me cheat here for no reason. My person has done nothing wrong. My current husband, wife has done nothing wrong to me. But I go out here and impulsively cheat on this person. Why? You open your why up. You know, you open the why up to your brain. And just for record, I know people are like, Lee, you're here cheating? No, I'm not talking about me. This is broad strokes narcissism. This is not just me talking about myself. I'll say me if I'm talking about myself, or I. I won't just say that. But yeah, those are broad strokes right there. So I understand the why behind it. And I know people, when you hear that, you might get excited. It's like, I'm just go home and tell my person that they are a narcissist and they'll wake up. No. How would you feel if somebody called you a narcissist, y'all? Ask yourself that question right there. How would you feel right now if somebody walked up to you and called you a narcissist? Would you take that as a term of endearment? Is that a compliment to you? Is somebody calling you a narcissist online just say, so-and-so is a narcissist. My friend Sam. So Sam, you know, Sam could be a man or a woman or a non-binary person. Sam could be any gender. My friend Sam is a narcissist, y'all. You think people are going to be like, oh my goodness, yay, Sam. Woo, Sam's a narcissist. And if you see that, you were tagged in it. If Sam saw that and was tagged in it, you think Sam would just be celebrating it, share that status with a king or a queen symbol or something like that, with a heart? No, they're going to be angry as hell. You are a narcissist. So why do you think, if you would take it that way, why do you think that your significant other or your partner or your mom or dad, whoever it is, brother, sister, cousin, friend, whoever it is, why do you think they would take it as a term of endearment? If you yourself don't see it as a compliment, why do you think that somebody else would take that as a term, as a compliment, as a term of endearment? Why do you think that? You know what I mean?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's how the mind works, y'all. That's how it works. That's how it goes right there. So I want a lot of people to understand, a lot of people to realize that it gets to the point where you have to be able to stand in your truth and stand in your own power and things like that. You have to be able to do that when you deal with a narcissistic person. You know what I mean? You just have to. Because they know what they're doing is wrong. A lot of people just don't know why. And if they, when they find out why, we present the why to them, they get angry because nobody wants to be a narcissist. A lot of people are just like, Lee, you're faking being a narcissist for clout. Who the hell wants to fake the people? I see the mean stuff that people leave on my stuff. The mean things that they leave on my wife's life, calling my wife weak and stuff like that. Who wants to see that? Who wants to open their world up to that type of stuff? She doesn't read it. Just for the fact of the matter, after the live ends, my wife doesn't read the comments. Y'all are talking to me. If y'all see my wife will go live on YouTube or whatever, and then you comment on the video afterwards, you're talking to me. She doesn't go back and read the comments. It's my YouTube page, y'all. It was just like, people was like, Lee, this is for coming for your wife. I don't care who it's for. It's my page. Like, she don't have a page. This comment is for your wife, Lee. How can we contact her? I don't want you to contact. People don't, y'all, you don't need to contact my wife. Because people, y'all have bad intent. You have bad intent. But yeah. That's how it goes, though, y'all. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing wrong to you. They know. Because, again, if they didn't think it was bad, why would they hide it from you? Why? Answer that question. They thought they were treating you so good and like going to sleep with this other person is such a good thing for y'all relationship. Why are they hiding it? Why are they lying to you? Huh? They know. It's as simple as that. They know. They just don't know why. A lot of people just don't know why. Some of them are actually diagnosed and continue to still do that stuff, y'all. They know why. They push back on the diagnosis. Or they accept the diagnosis and just take it for what it is and just play into society's hands or society's textbook definition that narcissistic people play into the stigma, not the textbook definition. They play into society's stigma that narcissists have to be bad people. So they just kind of stare into the skid. They're just like, I'm just going to go with it. I'm a narcissist. What do you expect of me? Hey, I'm a narcissist. What else do you want from me? Hey, I'm a narcissist. I can't control my feelings. I can't control my impulses. Hey, I'm a narcissist. What do you want? Hey, have you looked up what narcissists do? This is what I'm doing to you. If you choose to stay with me, if you choose to deal with me, this is what you're going to get. This is your future. Listen to that, y'all. I keep having to reiterate this. If you stay with a narcissist, this is your future. It does not get better with old age. Like, that person is old. They're going to be, they can't hit me no more if they can't walk towards me and strike me. You think like an old, mad, narcissistic man won't get in his wheelchair, rev that thing up, rev up his hover around and charge you with that thing to hurt you, to try to do some domestic violence to you in your 70s or 80s? You old, dirty whore. Crank that thing up to, like, what? To the max speed and ram you with that thing? You don't think he would do that out of anger? Narcissistic rage doesn't go away. It just expressed differently as you get older. It just gets expressed differently. So this is your future, y'all. So yes, they know that they are doing you wrong, and some of them know that they're doing you wrong, and some of them just don't care. That's the thing I feel like a lot of people want to know. Well, I can accept the fact that I know that they're doing me wrong, but do they care? Some of them don't care, y'all. Some of the people you're dealing with are not just regular narcissists. They are psychopaths and sociopaths. They are a little bit further along the line. And I don't know, like I said, I've not done a lot of research on sociopathy or psychopathy or anything like that, so I cannot tell you if there is any kind of, if there's a light at this in the tunnel for that type of, those type of people. Only thing I know is that my therapist, I'm the clinically diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. And she said I have some sociopathic traits because she said my ability to elaborately scheme and elaborately make these grand plans and stuff like that is a sociopathic trait. I'm uncertain of how, but as she said, she's like, those elaborate schemes that you're doing, I'll scheme for years. I plotted revenge for a year. I told her my revenge story, and she was like, oh my God. I don't think she understood because how I talk and how I act and present myself. I don't think she thought I was capable of that, but she was just like, wow. Yikes. When your therapist says yikes, it's just like, you know, you hit a nerve. But anyways, y'all, yes, they know what they're doing. They're fully aware of it. Just because they're aware of what they're doing is wrong does not mean that they are a self-aware person. Does not mean they are self-aware. It means they're just aware of it. They're aware that what they are doing is right or wrong. They're just not self-aware of it as the reason why. And they're not self-aware enough to go try to get some kind of help or send it to the therapist chair and try to work out their issues. But y'all, I know how it goes. Y'all know what it is. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I really, truly appreciate y'all. We have 236 episodes. Y'all, how have y'all been around for 236 episodes? How? I'm so thankful for y'all. I really am. You know, I really truly. I mean it from the bottom of my narcissistic heart that y'all don't think I have. It's a robotic heart. It's like a little. I got to put oil in it. It's not blood. I got to oil it up. You know, and put batteries in it. What if I got to charge it up? Just joking, y'all. I really do appreciate y'all. I'm thankful for y'all. Sign, like, and subscribe for more. Mental Illness Is Out. Peace. And my podcasters, thank y'all. Y'all know how it is. Hit me with that 5 stars on Apple Music and Spotify. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Again, y'all are the first people who are getting access to the Dear Mental Illness, the series I'm starting. If y'all don't know, I'm starting a series called Dear Mental Illness, kind of like Dear John, Dear Abby, where people email me their stories. I'll read it online. I'll keep it anonymous. I'm not going to mention names and stuff like that. I'll read it online. I'll keep it super anonymous. And I'll just answer and respond to it. You know what I mean? So the email for that is dearmentalillness@gmail.com. You can put your real name on there if you want to, but I'm not going to say your real name. Just put like a number or a code word on there that you want me to say to let me know it's your story. Just because y'all on my podcast, so I'll give y'all first access to it. I'm not trying to make it big and publicized yet because I'm posting my first video here today, y'all. But anyways, y'all, I'm super thankful for y'all. Like and subscribe. Tune in for more. Peace.